Welcome to another special episode of Atlanta's only pro-business radio talk show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Buckhead inside the Business Radio X studios.
Good morning, everybody, to another sunny day in hot Atlanta, Georgia. And we welcome everybody to this August edition of Kids Business Radio. And as always, thank you and a shout out to Buckhead Business Radio X for hosting us here. It's definitely a pleasure to be here, and I have a great list of guests here this morning who will be here for talking about entrepreneurship and how their business and their involvement in the business community will help. So first of all, welcome everybody. Rich, it's good to have you here.
Yeah, you're right. It's a great Saturday morning in Buckhead. You can't really go wrong. And I've been seeing all of the activity on social media about this show. We have an interesting panel and discussion. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're all over the place. And, you know, I have recently discovered the powers of Periscope, interesting enough. And that's a topic maybe if we have some time to squeeze that in. But it's one of those things that I'm using now to push the business as well. So maybe we have a minute. But let's jump right into the radio show with introducing Kelly to our radio show this morning. Kelly Lynn Prime, you and I have met at a very special event about a week ago, wasn't it?
It was a week ago.
Oh, yeah. It was a long week. So let me give you a little bit, I'll give the audience a little bit of a background of your... Go ahead.
Maybe before we do that, let's just let our listeners know everyone in the studio, because we'll definitely start with Kelly. But also joining us in the studio later in the show is going to be Nathan.
Yes, Nathan is going to be here.
What's his background, or he'll be kind of chatting about?
Nathan Fu has also been in the Startup Pirate program.
Oh, okay.
And he is a young entrepreneur. He has been involved in some ideas, which I felt that was a good match for this year. So okay. We have Nathan on board, and then, of course, we have Mike.
Good morning.
And let's say hi to Mike. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Great. that'll mean something here in a minute.
Yeah,
Mike Ames is also, the whole group here today is Startup Pirates Atlanta background. So R is right, correct.
So you guys are kind of hijacking Startup Pirates Radio. Yeah.
Yes, we are.
We are. And then
there's an idea.
There's a plan.
Where's the flag?
And then we have Kaylin here as well. Kaylin is manning. Kaylin has also been at the Pirates event. So it's another one pirate here, R. To be on
yes,
on the
I
show.
Have. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You're manning our social media platforms here today.
Yeah, that's what Kaylin will be doing, right? So
yes.
How are we doing so far on social media?
I am about to send out a tweet to inform people that we're on live and to tune in.
Nice. And real quick, jump to Kelly, just a Mike's elevator pitch, if you will. Kind of what will you be chatting about during the show besides Startup Pirates? What other hat do you wear?
I guess by day, I'm business coach.
Okay.
My company is called The Biz Garage, and I work with entrepreneurs, startups, companies that have been in business for a little while and are struggling, or maybe they've hit a plateau and need a kick in the rear end, or those who are really ready to take it to the next level. So I work with them one-on-one and in groups, host a couple events myself through the course of the month. So we'll get into that later.
Yeah, don't give away too much, but real quick, what's your website before we get started?
TheBizGarage.com.
All right.
So here we go. Thanks for your help, Rich, here.
Sure.
Putting me on track. That was important.
I do this pretty much every day, yes.
It's Saturday morning. It's early.
Yeah, it's sort of like those things when you sit in front of this mic, you know, a lot of things go through your head, and you sometimes just miss the fundamentals here. So
I'm going to sit back and enjoy my coffee.
In that magic Business Radio X cup, right? Yeah, everybody wants that.
Hey, how do I get one of those?
We'll find out. So, Kelly. Kelly Lynn Prime is the founder of Fitness for the Soul and is committed to helping women who have experienced sexual traumas experience emotional healing so they can create balanced and empowered lives. Unlike traditional therapy, Kelly combines her personal experience with action steps to create lasting changes. Kelly is committed to help women regain their power and teach them how to love themselves back through life. She has 7 years of experience working with amazing clients with similar concerns and guiding them through remarkable transformation. Kelly's mission and commitment is to be healer of the self, others, and life through acceptance and love, with creating space for others to become the best version of self by uncovering their authenticity and releasing guilt and shame. So thank you so much for being on the show. That's a lot of really good content. And we could fill in an hour or two with just that. So, you know, how did you get linked with the Kids Business Radio show here?
I got linked with Kids Business Radio through being a startup pirate. Dirk and I actually worked together very closely last week during the startup pirates business intensive. We were actually teammates.
So we were.
That's how I got this gig.
And it was a lot of fun because, you know, you get into a group like this, into a setting, and you sort of look for a match because you're spending 8 full days of business, straight business talk from about 8 o'clock in the morning until about 8 o'clock at night. And so you have a lot of opportunities to get to know each other. And so it was great to have that immediate match. It was just like, it was just really on. And so I'm glad that you took the invitation and you are here today.
Absolutely.
But and go ahead.
Just for the listeners out there, you know, I'm the lifestyle transformation coach and the intuitive and whatnot. No, this guy right here, Dirk, he's on point with the energy. He observed me and shared several things that he observed as far as my energy, and he's very intuitive. So don't let the exterior fool you. He's in tune.
Thank you so much. Well, it was awesome to have you there and to really talk to you. But I learned a lot about you, not only about business, but also I learned that you have been a teacher for a long time, right?
I was an English teacher for 13 years, high school.
And now think about this, audience, okay? So I'm sitting there and I'm writing. And of course, you know, I grew up in Europe, so English is not my first language. And you're sitting at a desk with an English teacher talking about business and entrepreneurship. That was quite an interesting.
His English is very good.
Well, thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. But speaking and writing is sometimes a little bit of a different topic, as you know very well. So how does working with women relate to, you know, the kids in business, and how does that all come together from your perspective? Because you spend a lot of time going into different paths and you have a lot of background.
Well, we were all children at one time.
That's right.
And some of these traumatic events that we go through are often tied back to childhood. Mm-hmm. So I think there's an obvious connection there, that when we can release these childhood traumas and emotional things that may be holding us back in our adult life, it can only catapult us forward as adults.
And you work with kids, right? It's not just adults.
I have worked with kids. Kids are really fun to work with because they're so open.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with some of the children that I've worked with have been, I guess what you would call the difficult child, the ADD. They're all over the place. So, I actually have some methods that help ground the energy so that they can concentrate more in school and just live a, well, that's what I want for everyone. I want everyone to have more joy and peace in their lives.
Well, what we often need is this wake-up call, you know. We need sort of, we have our kids around on a daily basis, and what we often don't do is we often don't really look into what they really want to do, because we want them to be, you know, a basketball player, a football player, a baseball player. And then when it gets to entrepreneurship, a lot of parents are sort of pushing it to the side. They don't really think that this is a serious idea. And, you know, if you go all across the media, if you watch some of those TV shows, you know, kids are now in culinary, they're in business, they mm-hmm. are in music, they have always been in music. If you look at all these talent shows that are on TV, there's a lot going on where
yes.
we as parents and as family can really nurture the idea of a child, and we need to do this. And, you know, Startup Pirates is one of those programs where a lot of things can come in. That was an intense week of brainstorming and positive energy flowing through this whole program. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had one very young pirate there who was very involved in, and Kaylin is sitting here right on my right doing the social media and texting things out and trying to keep the momentum going. But Kaylin, tell us a little bit about, you know, what your experience is when it gets to entrepreneurship.
Well, since my dad obviously is sort of on the forefront of it with Kids Business Expo and all of Kids Business Radio and everything, I sort of have a first row seat almost to it, so you can see how it all goes. And it's amazing to see these people, kids or adults, just making their entrepreneurial dreams come true. And it's just amazing to watch, and you can learn so much from them. Even if you don't go into business, you can still learn them as life lessons or just apply them anywhere.
So when Kelly was at the event, Kelly, what is an idea that you would give a parent who comes to you and says, you know, my kid is really involved in so many different things. Help me to find the hidden talent of my daughter, of my son. How can you help on that?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think that the best thing a parent can do for their child is make sure that they are an example for their children. And what I mean by that is when a child sees their parent as whole and productive and doing things that they enjoy doing, I feel like that is one of the most important things that a parent can do for their child, is lead by example and have balance in their life so that is an example for the child to model.
What I have seen when I worked with you, that you have a lot of different talents. I mean, you're really...
Well, thank you.
Yeah, welcome. But, you know, I mean, you're even in a music video. I was like, whoa.
Yes.
So that was really interesting. So
shout out to 3D The Boss.
So 3D The Boss.
3D The Boss.
Awesome. Shout outs are always great.
3D The Boss. Check them out.
So you were on that video, which is really cool.
I actually helped... write the video.
So you
have... I wrote the video. I helped write the video treatment. The song is called Lollapalooza.
Yeah, I watched it. It's pretty funny and it's very entertaining.
It has kids in it too.
It is. And that's why I was bringing it up, because you have a lot of hidden talents, I can tell you.
Well, thank you.
So tell us about your passion, about, you know, the hidden talents that you have.
The hidden talents that I have. Well, I actually do like to sing a little bit myself.
Okay.
People probably don't know that. I think I broke out in song a couple of times during the week, didn't I, Mike?
And dance.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that.
And cheer.
Yes. I was a cheerleader.
And on top of that, she guided us through a session of...
Oh. I don't think that's a hidden talent. I love to take people into guided meditation.
Well, I can tell you that. I mean, I don't want to give away secrets, but, you know, I sat on this chair and I was listening to you, and about 30 seconds later, I was gone. I was deep in it. And it was really fun to see the wide spectrum of things that we did at Startup Pirates. But that, you know, the video and the singing and all of these things. And it seems to me that you're combining all of this in your job, in your profession, correct?
Well, I don't know about the singing and dancing, but yes, the hypnotherapy, or not hypnotherapy, the meditation. Hypnotherapy is interesting, though. Something that I may want to study in the future.
Okay.
The mind is a very interesting thing. But yes, energy healing, psychic mediumship, those are both things that I have studied. Combined with my teaching experience, and I am a certified life coach. So, it all just compliments, and it's all just come together in a very interesting way.
So what's next? Startup Pirates is over. You're back into the real world of implementing most of the things that you learned at Startup Pirates, I would assume, right? Correct?
Yeah, of course.
So now, what are some of the upcoming projects and, you know, appearances? What are you going to do?
Well, it's very interesting that you ask me to be on this radio show because I have had a podcast of my own in the past, and I kind of just got a little bit burnt out with it, so I took a break, but I feel like it's time to revive Fitness for the Soul. So that is something that I'm working on, and I have come across yet another radio opportunity, potentially. So I'm very excited.
Well,
I guess radio is my thing.
Well, like I said, you know.
We got a few shows here, right?
We have some shows, you know, I mean.
Careful, Rich. She's going to take over, Rich.
Right, Rich.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and head home. You guys got it? Yeah. We can talk after the show. We can make it happen, yeah.
That's right. Well, just, Rich, the opportunities here at Business Radio X are really manifold, right? So give us a quick rundown on that while I have you here, because this is really important for entrepreneurship and business and startups in Atlanta and you know, in all the areas that we are in. So tell us a little bit, real quick, give us a rundown.
I'm glad you said real quick. You definitely had to put that disclaimer there. I've never been asked during a show to give a plug for our studio.
There you go.
I'll take the opportunity.
Please do.
Yeah, here at Buckhead Business Radio X, we emphasize that we help people, hosts and underwriters, and those want to have their show get in front of hard-to-reach people. And we have a whole kind of system to make that happen, and we broadcast not only hyperlocal to this market, but obviously live streaming around the world. And we've been at it here over a year. And it's just, I get chills every day when I look back at some of the folks we've had here in the studio, from just amazing stories, very compelling, just high profile people with that sit across and have conversations with us that I would have never been in touch with. So it's just, we call it radio magic, and it, definitely we'll talk.
What I can see is, you know, I mean, you guys were at Kids Business Expo.
Right.
And
that's
how we really got all this involved. It already started here in the studio, and you were so gracious that you volunteered to come to the event itself and were interviewing kids. And I still get emails and tweets and conversation with these young adults that you really helped to go out there. I mean, they love what Business Radio X did on the show side.
Yeah, a little flashback and flash forward is that you were a guest on our Buckhead Business, just on our Tuesday morning show,
right?
Talking about the expo coming up, and I was so inspired by that idea as a young entrepreneur myself. I had a paper route and a few other ventures, but back in the day, right? And was part of the Junior Achievement, which you've had some people, in here from that group. And so I said, wow, we should do a kids' business radio. So we thought about doing it during the week, but the kids are in school, the parents at work, so let's do it Saturday.
Yeah.
And then we did the expo. We do our on-site business radio. So we brought the show out on-site to your event. It was a huge hit. And then fast forward, we're doing the show. And then we were talking before the show, you're going to come on our international business
we'll
radio
because
you've done trade shows all around the world.
I have done trade shows all around the world. I've really enjoyed the opportunities to, you know, meet people and communicate. Actually, the consulting business that I have, I have just recently started using Periscope, as I said earlier. But one thing that I would like to do is to switch over to Mike. And, I'm sorry. I always forget that. And it's live on the air, so it's fine that, you know, I mean, if you have to have fun, right?
Real life.
We're live. We're live around the world, which is amazing. So, Kelly, before I forget it, it's critical. Tell us how people can reach you and how they can get a hold of you.
They can reach me in several different ways. My website is www.kellylynprime.com. And you can reach me on pretty much all social media by either looking up Fitness for the Soul, which is the name of my business, or you can find me at Kelly Lynn Prime. And that's Pinterest, it's Twitter, it's Instagram, it's Facebook, all of that.
So if they get on your website, they can find the phone number to give you a buzz, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, very cool. Well, thank you for that. And we'll have an open table going on here. I'm open microphone. So we'll switch over to Mike. Mike Amos. I said that right, right?
Ames.
That's okay. Ames.
I answer to both.
Okay, all right. Okay,
pretty much anything.
Mike.
Call me Mike.
Mike, that's good. I like that. Mike and I have also worked together and met at the Startup Pirate Atlanta. And he has been, or he is, a business coach by day and one of the organizers of the recent Startup Pirates Atlanta event. And he has 30 years of management experience across several industries. His passion really is for helping people unleash their potential and their thrive. And the passion that led him to volunteer to help coordinate and teach the week-long Startup Pirates here in Atlanta event was really, you know, because of the fact that he believes that, first of all, the kids in the United States really need a future. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Entrepreneurialism is overlooked frequently as an option.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's, you know, it's a little riskier than the standard go to college, you know, get a degree, get a job,
right,
corporate thing. That most parents, you know, are not as risk, they're a little more risk averse, let's put it that way. And they want their kids to do something that will get them out of the house and get them off the payroll. So I think it's a natural energy that kids have, is to think differently and want to try new things. So no better time than to get the kids involved early, exposed to what it's all about, you know, what it takes to take an idea from, oh, this is something that might work, to, you know, potentially a future career, or just, you know, another way to make a living. Certainly a great way to meet people and get connected and have options.
So we have talked for the last about 20 plus minutes about this program, Startup Pirates Atlanta.
Come on, Nathan,
and
give us
Nathan just joined. So for those who cannot see us, because we're on the radio, of course, you know, there is five people sitting at this table, and all five were in this R startup program.
Yes.
And it was funny, when we first walked in, we all had to take a photo looking like a pirate, which was a great icebreaker, by the way. Mm-hmm. So tell us about this Startup Pirates program here in Atlanta that has now hit the United States.
Right. Actually, we ran the event. It's an 8-day event. We ran it August 8th through the 15th. And it was the first of its kind in the U.S. It originated back in 2011 in Portugal. Mm-hmm. And our organizer, our captain, Isabel Marquez, and her husband, Pedro Quiros, were part of that. Then they hosted their own version of it, I believe, the next year in Lisbon. And since then, the pirate Startup Pirates concept has grown primarily through Europe. There have also been events in South America, Mexico, and it's growing rapidly. So ours was actually the 55th iteration of it, but the first in the United States. And we are excited to have it here in Atlanta, because Isabel and Pedro had moved here recently and saw this opportunity to bring this great concept and new energy to a marketplace that's really dynamic.
I mean, it was such a wide spectrum of things that we did that week. I mean, it was things that really pulled me personally out of my comfort zone on several occasions. And, you know, I know that Kaylin tremendously enjoyed it. She was all in. She was helping, you know, in so many different ways. And she actually was victorious on several of those events.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think there's youth showing us adults a few new tricks, and it was awesome to see Kaylin, you know, jump right into this and not be intimidated at all. In fact, to show us up, you know, in many cases, scavenger hunting and lots of things. And
yeah, I got a little bit in trouble for the scavenger hunting, because I decided to let her go and experience the scavenger hunt with some other people that we met at the Startup Pirates program. But I felt that as a parent, it's imminent and critical that we let our children explore their own, you know, path. And if you constantly are not allowing them to grow, then where will they end up? You know, they will go into the old traditional path and that's it. And I felt that this is a great opportunity for any child to really get involved in entrepreneurship, in learning about business, because we as entrepreneurs, when we come home, we get the typical question, so honey, what did you do today, right? That comes,
yeah,
you know, and so entrepreneurship is something that is risky, as you said. It's different than the, you know, typical office job. And so what's the next thing? What did the pilots learn at this program?
It was a very full week. This was a short, very concentrated version of reality when it comes to what the entrepreneurial experience. There's a lot of learning that goes on, whether you, you know, reach out and actually learn through programs or you learn through experience the hard way, which hopefully this will eliminate a few of those bumps in the road for folks that were in the program. But we put them through the structure of the program was we had a workshop every morning with, and we brought in different subject matter experts in the community, and Atlanta is blessed with some really, you know, very talented people, very experienced people. About, we covered things like service design thinking, team and team management, business model canvas and lead model canvas, customer discovery, pitching, finance and accounting, and branding were all the workshops. So the morning was kind of a classroom, but most of them were, interactive, and there was exercises to do, all of which would help you move your business idea forward. But the afternoons were dedicated to working with your team on your business idea, the ideas that were pitched at the beginning of the week.
And I want to do a shout-out right here, number one, to Isabel and Pedro, because they did an awesome job with that. Second of all, the second shout-out is to all the mentors and the sponsors who really made Startup Pirates Atlanta happen. Because without them spending and donating their time, coming in and teaching us, the entrepreneurs, what we need to do in order to be successful, you know, this event would have been completely different.
Right.
And so, therefore, we're very thankful. And then, of course, we as the participants in this program also have access to about like 40 different product segments and company products.
Right. Startup Pirates Organization International has gotten several different partnerships with all different kinds of resources that are available to help the pirates basically have resources to move their ideas forward if they choose to move forward, whether it's that idea they worked on during the weeks that they went through the program or some other idea, which I'm sure.
What one of the things that amazed me was that we had this exercise at the beginning of the event where someone like Nathan or, you know, Timothy and all the rest of the 18 participants had the opportunity, Kelly included, we all sat down and had a show and tell to begin with. We talked about something that was dear to our hearts. And then second of all, we started with a pitch. We all lined up and we had our, you know, pitch and sort of worked through it and progressed through it on those 8 days. And then Saturday, a week ago.
Yep, so a week ago today.
We all stood up and had a pitch again. And it was, that was some very interesting transformations in the.
That was the pitch.
The pitch.
The pitch. Pitch.
Right.
It's sort of like. It felt really Shark Tankish.
and that's the unique thing about the program is it combines classroom and work, you know, working on teams with kind of the concept of a hackathon, a startup hackathon type of deal where in most cases hackathons are run over the course of a day or a weekend, and you've got this really concentrated effort specifically on that business idea, and then you pitch it at the end of the weekend in front of a judge panel or potential investors. So there was that mixed in with the, you know, the interaction of and dynamics of the team as well as all the classroom.
And actually, the other thing that I really enjoyed was the trip to the Polygon.
Yeah.
We went to Polygon at Midtown, right?
Correct, Atlantic Station.
Yeah, Atlantic Station. And we were there and we saw some live pitching and some live intro from some very interesting companies.
Yeah, it was our field trip for the week.
That's right.
We wanted to get folks exposed to what, you know, some real live businesses out there experience and going through, you know, putting their idea out in front of an audience. That event is great because it's low pressure. The idea is to, you know, not necessarily pitch to investors, but just to demonstrate what your business is and, you know, what's going on with it. Do a little question and answer with the audience. And then there was plenty of opportunity to network. And I think for a lot of the participants, our pirates, that was a bit of a new experience to get out and, you know, have to do some actual networking and talk to people.
Yeah, actually, I had a Periscope the other day about networking, what to do. And it is not easy for someone to get out of their shell and really get into networking correctly. Yeah. You know, it's not just let you get out there, shake hands, and have a good old time over a slice of pizza.
Right.
Well, it's much more than that.
It can be that, but it can be so much more than that as well. And it's one of those things that takes practice, you know,
it does.
You get more comfortable with it. It's the old, you know, muscle of, you know, the more you do it, the better you get at it, and the better, you know, your strengths come out and your real personality, and you get more comfortable, you know, approaching people and pitching your business.
Yeah, absolutely. So overall, Kelly, what did you take away from the event?
Well, I said I wanted to make a little comment about networking. I think that people put too much pressure on themselves when it comes to networking. The point of networking for me is I want to get to know who you are. I want to see your character, because your character is going to give me a glimpse into what kind of business person you are. Mm-hmm. So maybe not so much focus on the business at first and just getting to know people. I think that's important.
I agree. And, you know, one of the things that I like to say, you know, in the week that we were together, but all the time, is that, you know, life is about relationships, and business as part of that is definitely about relationships. That's how things get done. That's how you build trust. That's how you get a long-term customer, so you're not outselling the next customer every day.
And then, you know, from a professional background that I have with a global business environment, you lift it one level up when it gets into networking with someone from a complete different business culture who comes to a trade show, let's say, and he walks up and down the aisle, and it's your job to pull this person into your booth. And then all of a sudden it starts with little things just like handing a business card over or being able to communicate and find within a very short period of time you find some hopefully common ground so that you can communicate with somebody from Malaysia or India or Europe who all have different networking techniques. And going back to the kids, you know, that's something that we as business leaders really should work hard on. I encourage business leaders all the time, you know, if you're looking to help entrepreneurs, kids entrepreneurs, what you should do is you should invite them out to lunch. You know, help them to understand what you do. Help them to understand here is an opportunity for you to really learn about the business that I do, but more importantly, share information with them. You know, that's really important. And we as business leaders, if we complain about the fact that the upcoming business generations are not ready to do this, well, you know what? Reach out and do it and help the kids to get into it.
I think that kids can... If you explain your business to a kid and they cannot repeat back to you what your business is about, then I think it's a pretty good indicator that some things are not clear. So spending time with kids is awesome. I'm not a classroom teacher anymore, but it's definitely the kids that I miss the most.
And they're honest, you know, they tell you
totally.
Right away. I mean, that's why we do product intros. You know, when you have a new, a new candy bar or something like this, you know, you're not giving it to the old folks like us. They give it to the kids.
And if it sucks, the kid is going to say, this kind of sucks. I don't like it.
Yeah.
And here's why.
That's right. And you know, the thing about it is that we are... Often we think inside our box and we don't want to hear the other people's side of the box, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there is the opportunity for people to really reach out. So, Mike, what's the next step with Startup Pirates?
Well, I've had the good fortune to run into a couple of the teammates over the past week, the pirates that have been out and about doing their networking now. And I know several of the teams are moving forward with their business ideas. So that's
super.
What we hope to see is
that's
that
inspiring.
They pursue that and,
yeah, it's great.
And continue to learn and hopefully have some success with that. But for us, we are catching up on our sleep this week, but
no way, really?
Isabel had some traveling to do, so when she gets back, we're going to sit down as an organizing team and pick dates for the next event. We're actually considering a couple of things, definitely doing another round of the traditional Startup Pirates, but also trying to figure out a way to do one specifically for kids.
Well, good. You know, I would love to sit down with you because we definitely, there's lots and lots of synergies because, and we really should work on that. Right. So
I needed to make one more shout out to our other, well, actually a couple more shout outs real quick, but Mary Gizo was another one of the organizers who worked her tail off. She did a lot of the social media networking and pulling things together for us. So I want to shout out to her, and I think her tag is at Happy Cactus DEV, I think it is. Sorry, Mary, if I butchered that. But she's awesome and was a huge help. But I also want to do a quick shout out to a couple of our sponsors, Trinet, Business Solutions, HR, and so on, OutSystems, and Hypopotamus, who did a great job of getting the word out for us and recruiting and spreading the word, which was really hard to do with a brand new concept in a city that's got so many activities and events. And then we also had the folks at Metro Atlanta Chamber that helped spread the word. So anyhow, I want to be sure that they got their credit.
Well, shout outs are awesome because it really shows our way of being thankful for what they have done for us. Because without those sponsors and people that are involved in organizing an event like Startup Pirates Atlanta, it's impossible to come, you know, and put something new in. And we all are constantly in a rush, and we often forget to say thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And I think one of the biggest things that we all need to learn is we need to learn to be givers and not takers.
Absolutely. And that just reminds me, you mentioned the mentors before, but we had a great response to our request, you know, for mentors, a lot of folks who were willing to reach back and help out and come in. And I know they were a big help. So I wanted to say thank you to all of them. For making time to do that. In fact, we almost had too many. But we'll work that out better next year.
Well, I'm sure that after the first one, the second one is going to be even bigger and better. So,
absolutely.
How can people find out about Startup Pirates Atlanta? How can they reach out? How can they connect with the organizing team?
Couple of things. There's the international organization if you're interested in doing it, or if you are hearing this in another city and potentially want to do your own version of it somewhere across the world, for that matter. That's startuppirates.org. That's the international for Atlanta. It's atlanta@startuppirates.org, I believe, is our email address. And you could search for us on the website. I can't remember right offhand what the weird configuration of the web address is.
The other thing that I found really interesting was the fact that we had the master pirate on board the very first day. She tuned in via Skype and was talking to us from Lisbon.
Yes, Ines.
In Portugal, Ines. And that was awesome. And, you know, I think that we have to send a lot of thanks to her that she came up with this idea. And, you know, 55 events, I mean, that's all over the place.
Yeah, it's a tribute to what a great event it is and how people have received it and wanted to spread the word. And so they're doing great work. They were very supportive for us pulling off this first event, especially in the U.S. They provide a ton of resources.
Right.
So it's not starting from scratch for anybody who's trying to do one of these. There's a lot of things to build on, and then you just kind of make it your own. Wherever you're putting it on.
Now, if someone comes out there and says, you know, I'm very inspired, but I have a business and I'm not quite ready yet to really do it without help. Mm-hmm. You mentioned at the intro that you were also a business coach.
Yeah, that's something I do on the side.
Come help us
when
out
I'm not
here.
Pirating. Yeah, no, that's what I've turned my life into after doing it for several different companies for years. I was with Coca-Cola for 11 years and ultimately in a position where I was coaching franchisees, and then moved over to the small business world and worked as operations director, COO for several small companies, and kind of decided I was ready to do my own thing. I moved back to Atlanta and launched my own company called The Biz Garage, and it's all about helping people and their business unleash their potential and thrive. And I do host a few different events. I host the Entrepreneurs Breakfast Club for General Assembly once a month. Stay tuned for that. You can see it on their website and their calendar of events. I also host a Founders Roundtable Meetup that we get together a group of folks who have started their business but are kind of in that stage of, oh my gosh, now what do I do to grow this? So, yeah, thank you for the reminder. I was just thinking about that. One of the folks that I forgot to mention, and I want to get it in here before I forget, is I wanted to shout out a huge thank you to the Iron Yard, provided the space for us for this event. We happened to catch them at a great time in between some of their programmers, developer classes, and it was an awesome space downtown on Martin Luther King, and definitely a big shout out to them.
So how can someone call you if they want to get into the business coaching?
Yeah, social media everywhere at The Biz Garage. You can get me personally at 912-713-3230. I'll take calls anytime. My website is www.thebizgarage.com.
Super awesome.
And it looks like I've gotten, Rich, thank you for digging this up, but for the Startup Pirates Atlanta organization, it's atlanta.startuppirates.org. And then Twitter is @SPAtlanta.
Awesome. Great. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I just happen to know all that because Isabel was in the studio a while back on Georgia Business Radio.
Right. And she would have actually been here today talking about it, but she's traveling. So.
Yeah.
And shout out to Pedro, who is rock climbing somewhere right now.
Yes.
Yes. He's got his headset on. He's listening, whatever. Yeah, exactly. So be careful. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
No jarring statements. Yeah.
Please don't.
Right.
So also, thank you so much for sharing all of this great info. And hopefully, you know, at the end, we come back to talk a little bit more about entrepreneurship and all these good things. But
my Nathan, pleasure. Thank you.
Nathan is here. Nathan Fu. He also was one of the pirates on Startup Pirates Atlanta. And let me run down real quick. He is a Georgia Institute of Technology alumni. He has a Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering and is currently an embedded engineer at Panasonic Automotive Systems of America, which is down Peachtree.
Yeah, it's in Peachtree.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
so welcome on the show.
All right, thank you for having me.
It's awesome to have you. And, you know, I was very inspired by what you had brought to the table when we were all talking about a program or a company or a product. And I felt that it was such a great idea that I really wanted to have you here on the radio show because without education, kids cannot be entrepreneurs. And so came up with something really cool. So tell us about what you have in mind, what that, you know, here's your opportunity to find the people to get involved.
Right. So it does get a little technical, but the idea I had was geared towards education. And it was an application where you can scan a word. And by scanning that word, the application will recognize what word you're looking at. And by doing that, it can present an augmented reality model of whatever concept it is that word is pointing to. So, for example, if you use like the solar system, if you have a phone and you scan the solar system, you would see an augmented reality image of the solar system on your phone. And for those that don't really know, augmented reality is a kind of a 3D technology. It looks like 3D, as if you were in like those 3D movie theaters and you would see things popping up, but it's all actually 2D on your phone. But the idea was that kids would kind of see this technology and get really interested in what this can present to them in terms of learning, that they can kind of really get into the learning experience, which is what I kind of really wanted kids to do because I think that's so important.
And when you reaching out to kids, we all think that, you know, often their attention span is sort of limited. And so when you want to get in, why do you think that 3D, that type of a device, will really spark the interest in exploring the world?
Well, I think one of the big things you can do for kids is anything they think is cool will capture their attention. Mm-hmm. So When you're talking about these devices that kids are using nowadays, and they see something cool, they'll be like, "Oh, this is great!" And then once they get that feeling, they're invested in that and whatever it is they are. Yeah. So I think augmented reality is one of those technologies where it doesn't matter if you're a kid or if you're an adult. So like if you see it, that's something really, really amazing. I was showing my team some examples of augmented reality, and every person I showed, their eyes just lit up. Like, mm-hmm. Wow, you can do something like this. And that is the kind of feeling I want to inspire in kids when they learn about something, to have that kind of initial idea of, wow, this is cool. And then gets them to dig deeper on their own accord without having someone to tell them, hey, you need to learn this.
But in order to do all this, you as Nathan have to come up with some entrepreneurship background, right? So tell me about that, because that's one of the questions that I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, so that was kind of a difficult decision for me. I'm not a very vocal person. I'm more of a type to kind of just sit down and work behind the scenes, and I think that's what I enjoy most. But this experience was definitely something I wanted to consider, because it would give me that experience of being more vocal, getting this idea out there, finding the help that I need to get this together, because it is a big idea, and I don't think I can do this myself. So it was a very interesting experience for me to have to kind of definitely, like you said, jump out of my comfort zone, do things that I definitely would not have done by myself.
Like scavenger hunts.
Kelly was on my team for the scavenger hunt, and that was a great experience.
But Nathan used the scavenger hunt as an opportunity. He started asking me questions about being a teacher. I was like, wow, he's really interested in my public school teacher career. And then the next day he came out with the pitch about the educational idea.
And well,
I was
there,
like,
you go.
Oh, ah, well, I mean, very,
to be fair, I still wanted to learn more about Kelly, my partner.
nice save.
So when you thought about coming in for Startup Pirates Atlanta, you know, what is it that appeals to you when it gets to businesses?
What I really like about starting, or the idea of starting your own businesses, is that you have the opportunity to do what you really want to do. And, right. and that was something, that was one of the themes that in Startup Pirates, is that you really have to love what you do for a living. And if you start your own business, you kind of already have an advantage in that you're working towards something that you really believe in.
Do you think that education can really pull kids into entrepreneurship and into the business world?
Yeah, definitely. Newton, one of my favorite quotes is from Newton, and he says something along the lines of, if I see farther, it's because I stand on the shoulders of giants. And what he's referring to is whatever, you know, we see Newton as a genius, but he only knows what he knows because of all the great scientists before him. Mm-hmm. And I think that is, I mean, we can feel that definitely now, that we have to kind of educate our kids so that they can be standing on the giants that we leave them. So by educating kids, you know, for how to start their own business, or even how to get their own ideas, just kind of give them a leg up is really, really beneficial and important for them, I think.
So now that you have been through the 1 week on the ship, climbing up and down the masts, right? Going that way. What's next?
That's the question I've been asking myself this whole week, and I think I had an idea of what I wanted to do beforehand, but then jumping in, this has really kind of turned my view of what the future will look like in so many different ways. But I would like to continue working on this idea. I'm still working, but in my spare time, I really want to try to get this up and running.
Welcome to the world of entrepreneurship.
There you go. Yeah. The fever is there. So now here is, you know, we all have really enjoyed the pitch. We have really enjoyed, and the judges have enjoyed it. I mean, as a matter of fact, that your business was one of the three that has been selected to provide office space and all sorts of other stuff.
Right.
So there's the first endorsement per se. But, I mean, you know, here's a microphone. You can reach out to the people, to the world, literally. So, as with everybody else, how can someone who believes in and wants to talk to you further, how can they get a hold of you?
That's actually a very good question. As I said before, I'm not a very vocal person. So, I don't really have social media sites.
I saw that.
And it's this idea is kind of in the premature stage where I really want to get a basis first to make sure that I understand exactly what's going on, and if it's even possible. I have a very good idea that it is. It's just getting that initial idea off the ground. Then that's where I kind of will figure out who I need help from, and that is probably where all the networking skills that I've learned have come into
excellent.
Come into play.
And so if someone out there says, you know, I always wanted to get into this idea, or I have an add-on idea, how can they get a hold of you?
Probably by telephone is probably the only way you can reach right now.
Do you have an email address, Nathan?
Oh, yeah. I guess email works.
Yeah, that
I guess
email ancient works. Technology.
That's a good one. Yeah. My email, you can just, it's my name, nathan.foo@gmail.com. My last name is spelled F as in Foxtrot and U as in uniform. So that's actually probably the best way to reach me because I'll be able to respond to those.
Excellent. So now that we know what's next, would you move back into another of the Startup Atlanta camps?
Oh, yeah, definitely. that'd be great. I would, yeah.
Well, awesome. So what we all need to do is, as part of Startup Pirates Atlanta, we need to come and back together, have pizza somewhere, and just like, you know, please, in 3 months or so, Mike?
Oh, that is definitely in the works.
I know it is.
We started talking about that before the program even started. When really? Are we going to get together again, and then how are we going
to...
Yeah. We got together right immediately following.
Right after. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I heard you guys stayed out a little late.
Krog Street Market.
That was something going on.
That was interesting.
Little food. Libations. It was a good time.
Now, one of the things that I want to encourage everybody is always to reach out. You know, if you're listening to this radio show and you can definitely watch it can listen to it later on the World Wide Web and all sorts of different ideas. But if you have an idea and you want to reach out to any of our guests, you know, this month, last month, whenever in March, you know, go on and find out about this because we have a lot of great guests here. We had a lot of good stuff going on. But what also, we had a lot of shout-outs. And there are two shout-outs that I want to put out there, which are very interesting because these individuals are involved in something similar like Kids Business Expo and Kids Business Radio. So the first one goes out to a long, long way from here, to Malaysia. There is an entity called Startup Schools Asia, and their Twitter handle is startup_SA. Take a look at them. These guys are doing some amazing things for kids in Malaysia and in the Asian region, and it's definitely something that you all should take a look at. And then there is someone, Eric Huder, in Paris, France, who has a radio show for kids. And his Twitter is Eric_Coudert, spelled Coudert. And he has an awesome radio show that is focusing on things similar like this. So from one host to the other, bonjour, comment ça va, Eric? I hope everything is fine. And, you know, I really would like to communicate with you and see how we probably can work something out for a future radio show. Everything else is, I want to open this for the last about 6-7 minutes to sort of have ideas and brainstorming about what startup and what entrepreneurship is all about. So
do you mind if I ask a question?
Absolutely.
As one of the organizers, and again, I want to shout out to all the participants. We had 18 pirates and they busted their rear end for 8 days and pushed themselves beyond their comfort levels, sometimes dramatically.
I cried a couple times.
Yeah, there were a few tears, lots of hugs.
Yeah, that
but it was a lot of bonding and a lot of work, and the transformation was incredible.
From
day one to what we saw in the pitches at the end of the week was just remarkable. I was really impressed. I've been mentoring at hackathons for the last several years, probably done 15 or 16 of them. And the transformations I saw in this week were more dramatic than I saw than in all those other programs.
And one of the things that I felt really strong about was the relationships that really came up. And if somebody had a down, you know, we all had the 4 days a hug, 4 hugs a day type of stuff that Kelly put in.
Minimum.
Yeah.
That was minimal.
Yeah. Getting that hug quota.
That's right. That was really cool. And, you know, I feel that we really build a community there. And, you know, we'll see how the alumni will work out when we finally can look back and say, you know, this is what we did in 2015.
Right.
We were part of that.
So I was curious, from you pirates, what was your favorite part of the week?
For me personally, it was the reflections in the morning. The keyword that we put out there that we all discussed, and then sort of going back and, you know, summarizing the day by sharing our personal experience of that day before, because it's very important that startups and entrepreneurs learn that they need to share the good and the bad. And that was very important for me personally, what it was.
Great. Thank you.
Absolutely. What about you, Kaylin?
I personally love the scavenger hunt, but that's just me. But I love the team building, and you really had to work with the people because you're basically thrown with random people in there. And, I mean, my team was awesome. I'm glad I had them for my team, and that was a great exercise.
You're not just saying that because Nathan's sitting right next to you.
He wasn't on my team, actually.
Nathan and I were on the same team. Yeah.
But she won,
okay,
so
for the scavenger.
I thought you won. She won.
Yes. She won several things.
Yeah, she
was out there. That was it was good to see that young entrepreneurs are not shy because of their age. And that's one of the things, actually, at Kids Business Expo that I saw and I learned. You know, you had kids aged 6, 7, 8 talking to adults. Exhibitors actually came to me afterwards and told me, they said, you know, we weren't really clear about what type of business opportunities are building at Kids Business Expo. But when these kids came to our booth and talked to us, that was an adult standing in the, you know, in the body of an 8-year-old or 10-year-old. And they actually asked a lot of questions. And shout out to Marcus Limonis, who was our keynote speaker, who offered a great opportunity for the kids to come up and pitch when he was there as the keynote. So just to give you the dates, we are scheduled for October 2016. KidsBusinessExpo.com is the website. We will put down the dates, finalize that and the location, but you know, just so let you know that you put that on your calendar for October next year. But Kelly, what about you? To answer the question,
I also enjoyed the morning reflection time, but I enjoyed the team building as well, because I am an observer, and I'm fascinated by how people behave and why they do what they do, and seeing aspects of their personality come out when there's perhaps an element of pressure or challenge in there. So I enjoyed that.
Some of these people got really into trading those cards at the scavenger hunt. And I was like, you know, picture this. There is 18 adults sitting on the pavement on the next to people playing chess.
Giant chessboard.
Yeah. Quietly or not so quietly. you know, it's about 100 degrees, and there's 18 people sitting there trying to trade cards to get more points so they could win this scavenger hunt. I mean, yeah, that's amazing.
There were a few competitive people
there. Yeah, there were a few. That was definitely something that will stay with me. And, you know, Isabel and Pedro posted a lot of photos on their Facebook website. So yeah, if you're interested in learning more and see real life photos, there it is. It's right on there.
Absolutely. Nathan, how about you?
My favorite part was probably being able to interact with everybody, particularly when we weren't talking about business ideas. It was more just getting to know the people themselves. And I really felt that we had a great group of people, and just getting one-on-one time with any of them was just invaluable to me.
To me, one of the most important parts of the week.
Yeah. So thank you to all of you for sharing your Saturday morning with us. It was a pleasure having you here. I want to run down one more time, starting with Kelly. Kelly, if someone wants to get a hold of you, tell us your business name again and how they can get a hold of you.
Fitness for the Soul. And my website is www.kellylynprime.com and at Kelly Lynn Prime on virtually all social media.
Excellent. So very good. So Mike, tell us.
My business is The Biz Garage, okay. B-I-Z, Garage. Website, thebizgarage.com. And pretty much most of the social media is at The Biz Garage. And then I represent today the Startup Pirates Atlanta, as well as the Startup Pirates organization overall.
Very good. And if someone wants to get into Nathan's business plan and concept, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so I don't have a business yet, but the best way to contact me is through email, nathan.foo@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to answer any questions or get in contact with anybody.
Awesome. So I believe that wraps it up. Thank you so much again for all of your time, for your insight, for the shout-outs, for sharing your thoughts and your ideas and feelings about entrepreneurship. It's very important for the community to learn about about all of this, and that we need to give kids a future through entrepreneurship and startup. So that wraps it all up for the August edition of Kids Business Radio. Thank you so much for listening in. Take a look at us. In a couple of days, we'll post it on our website. Have a great day, a wonderful afternoon, and good luck to all of you. Thank you.